Okay, so this is like part two to the accent challenge thing. So we're going to be testing how southern I am. I have three different quizzes I found online pulled up, and I love taking quizzes. So I was like, this is going to be great. So we're going to start with this one. So this one is titled, "How well do you speak southern slang?" Question one, that dog won't hunt doesn't refer to a peace-loving canine. What does it mean? Something is useless. A dog is sick and frail, or someone who stands up for what they believe in. Something is useless. I use that all the time. Or my family uses that all the time. On a road trip, your buddy points out that there is a Y in 3 miles. What is a Y? A fork in the road? Or the Y as in the YMCA? It's a fucking fork in the road. Question three, which is a buggy? And there are pictures. So there is a ladybug, a horse in a carriage, a shopping cart, or a coding error. It's a fucking shopping cart. Okay, number four. Your mom asks for you to tell your brother to stop piddling around. What does piddling mean? Wasting time playing the banjo or urinating outside. Wasting time. Your friend described their child as knee-high to a grasshopper. What are they really saying their child is like? Knee-high. I haven't heard that one. Knee-high to a grasshopper. Short or petite? We're gonna go with that. I don't know why I keep pronouncing petite. That's not a word. This cat knows what cattywampus means. How would you define it? A cat? Chaotic or fun and exciting? Chaotic. Is that the end of the quiz? Wait, what? Oh, continue the quiz. There we go. If someone tanned your hide, they didn't give you nice cow pelts. What does this term mean? Condition or treat a leather product, provide a spray tan, or beat up or spank. You're about to get a spanking. Number eight. When the devil is beating his wife, chaos ensues, someone is running their luck, or the sun shines through the rain. I'm gonna say chaos ensues, but I've actually never heard of that one before. Your aunt tells you to sit a spell. What is she asking you to do? Stop cursing, sit back and relax, or help her summon ghosts through her Ouija board. Sit back and relax. Number 10. A polite southern belle says, bless your heart, but what is she really saying? You're an idiot. Best of luck, or may you be graced with the Lord's love. But this is different for every person because when I say bless your heart, I say it out of like sympathy. But a lot of people say it like, you're an idiot. And a lot of people say it like in a, like, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say it in a religious way. We're gonna go with you're an idiot because I feel like that's the right answer. But everybody uses that differently. Question 11. What would you call this sweet carbonated caramel colored beverage? Coke? That's Coke. Yep. Question 12. If your girlfriend is fixing to, what's she doing? But I always say fixing to. I never say like I'm about to. I say I'm fixing to. Getting ready to go somewhere. That's the best answer. Yep, okay. Show me my fucking results. I'm ready. Hold tight. Magic quiz is working our magic. Add one burger, three times the flavor. Fit as a fiddle. I got 11 out of 12 correct. I bet you the one I got wrong was that one that I didn't know. I guarantee you. I want to know which one I got wrong. Which one did I get wrong? Hold on, I'm going through my answers. I want to know which one I got wrong. Hello? McFly? Okay. Got that one right. Ah, when the devil is beating his wife, when the sun shines through the fucking rain. That's what I was gonna say too. That was my second answer. Okay, so there's one test out of the way. Here's the next one. Only a true Southern belle knows all the answers to this quiz. Question one. How do you say pecan? Pakin, pecan, or pecan? I used to say pecan because I don't know, that got like instilled in my brain, I guess, because people around me said it that way. But then I started saying it pecan. So we're gonna go with pecan. Question two. Which phrase do you use to address a group of people? Y'all, duh. How do you pronounce tired? Tired? Tard? Tired? Tired? What? It's tired. I don't even know. Tired. We're gonna go with the last one because I've none of those are spelled right. Okay. How do you say can't? Rhymes with ant, pant, or paint. Can't rhymes with pant. Can't rhymes with ant. They rhyme with both. Can't pant. Can't ant. It's the same fucking. We're gonna go with pant because I feel like that's the right one, but it's ant. They both rhyme. How do you pronounce on? On, like that? How do you say dog? Duga? Dog? Or dog? Gah. Dog? Do you pronounce cot and cot the same way? Yes, they're 100% the same. How do you say the first syllable of lawyer? Rhymes with boy, may, or jaw? Jaw? How do you pronounce the word route? Rhymes with out. How many syllables does the word chair have when you say it? Ch-air. Two. Chair. Chair. Wait, isn't that one or two syllables? I need to go back to fucking elementary school. Ch. Chair. It's one fucking word because it's one clap, right? Yep, we're gonna go with one. Okay. Anyway. That's my answer, Steve. Let's play some fucking Family Feud. I don't know. Guys, I'm goofy. Okay. What does the word git rhyme with? Bit. How do you pronounce again? Again? Again rhymes with hen. Yeah, that. Again. How do you pronounce the second syllable in pajamas? Puh. Pajamas. Jam or jaw or neither. Jam? Like the word jam? Yeah. Pajamas. 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 I don't know. Both? I say both. This is an unfair quiz. Does the word on rhyme with dawn or dawn? They're both, yeah, they all fucking sound the same to me. How do you say collar and collar? They're 100% the same. What the fuck? 100% you're as southern as they come. And this is the definition. Good golly, Miss Molly, your southern accent is pristine. You're as smart as all get out. Yes, you are. You come from a long family line living in the deep south, where the cotton's always growing, the sun's always shining, and there is always time to stop for a little sweet tea. You throw around y'all and bless your heart as easy as white on rice. Your southern roots sure helped you today. Okay, next question. Okay. Only 1 in 50 people can pass the Southern slang test. Can you? I think I can. You're out on the porch in the summertime. You'll probably be drinking lemonade, Coca-Cola, or sweet tea. Another popular way to say purse is bag. Yep, okay. I call mine a bag. I don't like calling mine a purse. Granted, my purse is a backpack because I don't like actual purses. How would you address a group of people? You all, you guys, or y'all, y'all? Hold your horses, mean be patient. How do you pronounce ant? Like the word ant? How do you pronounce caramel? Caramel or caramel? I kind of say both. Caramel or caramel. I always say caramel. Or caramel. I use both. Okay, we gotta go with that. Tan my hide means getting a spanking. She's as smart as all get out means she's extremely smart. If you are living in high cotton, that means you are living in fear, particularly successful or wealthy, or living on a farm. I'm 99% sure it's successful or wealthy, but I'm not sure. If something is cattywampus, it's cattywampus, not cattywampus, thank you. It must be far away, not straight or skewed. Yeah, that. Bless your heart is usually followed by an insult, speculation, or a metaphor. Insult, I guess. I don't know. I don't give a hoot or a holler means I don't give a shit. When someone is piddling around, they are taking a long time. How do you pronounce pecan? We already did this. A pecan, a pick-on, or a pecan. A pecan, pecan, or a pick-on. Pick-on! What is an Arkansas toothpick? What the fuck? A large knife, a toothpick made from pecan work, or a very skinny woman. I've never fucking heard this. I'm also not from Arkansas. We're gonna go with a large knife. I don't fucking know. 100% you are a true southerner. Well, look at you. You are as smart as all get out. Either you were born in the south or you're a lifelong transplant. But either way, you know the south. You probably drink sweet tea on a regular basis and say y'all frequently. Congrats on a perfect score. Thank you, my dear. Okay, there's that. I think that was all of them. Yeah. That was all the quizzes I had up on tabs. So, yay. So here's part two of the accent challenge. So, hope y'all enjoyed.